And we are back with Beach and Company. I'm Sandy Beach. Don't forget, let's see, Thanksgiving is next Thursday. And the day after, the great Joe Beamer, spectacular. And you've invited the Entercom All-Stars to join you, and they'll be dropping by from time to time. Give them a hard time, Joe.
Yeah, and it won't just be the All-Stars of Entercom. We also want to hear from you, Buffalo. This is a fun show for everybody.
And Joe, as the time clicks away, click, 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 you find out you're no longer the new kid on the block.
That's what I hear.
I have to look at you and say, there he is, Joe Beamer, the new kid. And you have to look at Philip Ward here, who is a student, who is a communication student. Right, Philip?
Correct.
And this is what you'd like to do when school's out and you get rolling in the business. You'd like to do talk.
One of the biggest dreams of mine is to be my own radio talk show host, so I really appreciate the opportunity to be on here with you.
Well, what Anne-Marie Fronczak, who is your professor, who's just a wonderful woman, she's married to David Fronczak, and they're good friends of mine, said that you are a good candidate for this kind of a job. And pay attention, and you'll see, especially when you see the text board. You're not used to people who call you all kinds of names, right, Tony? All kinds of things show up on the text board, and the same thing with Facebook, right?
Oh, yeah. Well, the text board, this morning alone, I've been called toxic masculinity.
Oh, well, you
got
that. That's the new word.
Yes.
You know, I thought the new word would be what we used to call, tic-tac-toe, okay? Mm-hmm. Then it became it became something else.
The pound.
The pound sign. And so now that's not it.
That's why it was so unfortunate.
Now it's hashtag.
The movement had the pound sign in front of it.
Yeah, and now it's hashtag, which doesn't make any sense to me.
Like hashtag YOLO, Sandy.
Oh, here he goes. you see, Philip, he keeps me hip. You told me how to talk jive, right? Remember that?
Oh, that's right.
In fact, do we still have that?
I got it right, yes.
You got it right there? This is...
You're listening to Sandy Beach.
Damn, fam, that party was lit and the food was dank.
On News Radio 930, WBEN.
Huh? The clock has stopped, and I got word, Tony, that the Crunch Rolls will be here in about 15 minutes.
They're en route right now.
The Crunch Rolls have left the building.
Yes.
They left Crunch Rolls Central, and you're trying to find a steak one, but I have a feeling the steak's not out yet.
No.
It will be out shortly.
I've been informed that it will be February, and I'll be one of the first ones that'll get a sample. We are going to try mac and cheese crunch rolls.
Oh, that sounds good.
Yeah.
I love mac and cheese anything. Very, very good.
Have you ever had lobster mac and cheese?
Oh, yes.
Yeah?
Oh, my.
You know who likes that?
Who?
Bernadette.
That woman again!
I was having dinner, and there was a woman sitting there, and she was eating lobster mac and cheese. And I said, how is it? She said, really good. I said, who are you? Because oftentimes people just sit down next to me at restaurants. And she said, my name is Bernadette. She shows up everywhere I go, Tony, everywhere. That ever happened to you, Philip? Some strange woman sits down while you're having dinner?
Not particularly.
It will. Get into the business.
Yes.
I will give you some off-the-air suggestions about companionship after.
Yes. Sandy will have an hour conversation. I'll have a two-hour conversation about relationships and how not to ruin them.
Exactly. How to keep it going.
Look forward to it.
Now, the Catholic Church, will it solve the abuse problem is the question. When is another question. And should the bishop, any bishop who ignored the problem, resign? Now, the advisor to the conference, to the bishop's conference, that was his suggestion. It's not my suggestion, although I don't think it's a bad idea. It is his suggestion from Jay Tokaz's column in the Buffalo News. His name is Francesco C. Cesario. He told more than 250 bishops from around the country at the meeting. He advised the bishops to create a national database, which is a good idea, and that would list the clergy who have been removed from their ministry due to sexual abuse to minors. And so he suggests that. With much of the guilt has been placed on priests, bishops have often escaped punishment. Those are his words. It remains clear that the bishops have escaped the consequences of their acts of omission. See, there are sins of commission. Those are things you do, and things of omission, which are things you should have done, but didn't. And so that's what he suggests, and I want to know if you think that that is something that makes sense to you. Do we have a Facebook, Mr. Beamer?
We sure do. Michael and Harriet on the same line. They both say it can begin by allowing priests to marry.
I think that is a sound idea. And they've talked about this in the past. Keep in mind, in the early days of the church, some priests could marry, but not currently. And I think it's a great idea, a good idea. And I think that would show a modernization of the certainly of the priesthood. I think it's a good idea. I think they should do it, and I think it's contemporary. Another one, please.
Kristen says, no, they are self-governing. Until the situation is overseen by someone other than themselves, an independent group or entity, the problem will continue. The cover-up has been going on far too long.
That's one of the things that the advisor suggested. First of all, who gets to do it yourself? Think about it. If you had a problem in your Walmart, for instance, do you think the Walmart people have the final say on a crime being committed as employees of Walmart? No. The answer is the police would be called in. But yet the church, when they have accusations of improper conduct, they do it themselves. Think about it like that. As I said, I did not interview the bishop this time around, but had I interviewed the bishop, I respectfully would have asked in the first question, because, let's see, we have the numbers for people in our area that have accused different priests of impropriety, of unacceptable behavior. Okay, let's see, 302 allegations of child sex abuse have occurred in 2000 or later. That's down from the 5,932 reports of offenses that were alleged to have happened between 1960 and 1964. The Buffalo Diocese received 191 new complaints over the past year. 191. It says here that it's partially due to the compensation to victims of abuse. And we're saying that maybe they didn't come forward for various reasons before, but the compensation is a motivating factor. But the point is that I would like to make is of those complainants, how many calls were made to the police? How many calls to the cops? Probably none. And that indeed is the sticking point. They should have, if described as crimes, or crimes committed by their employees under their roof, and they should have had the police in. Maybe they will in the future. Maybe they haven't. We don't know it. And remember, there is an investigation going on now of the Buffalo Diocese and also a second diocese. So we'll see where that goes. Meanwhile, we'll take a break. On News Radio 930, this is WBEN. Beach and Company of Sandy Beach, we have a student. We have a student with us who is sitting in. His name is Philip Ward, and he's from Buff State. He's one of Anne-Marie Fronczak's pupils. And I decided to throw you in the water. This is what we do. If you want to learn to swim, pretend there's a swimming pool, and we're going to throw you in the water. Here he is with his very first. And Tony, let's save this, because when he becomes a big media star, he and Buzzy, I want a piece of that. You know what I'm talking about?
You got it.
I want that on my Hall of Fame credentials so I can catch up with Dan Nevereth. All right. Philip Ward, what do you have for weather for us?
Snow showers arriving in the late morning for the southern tier, moving up to Buffalo and the north towns during the afternoon. The snow will mix with sleet and freezing rain during the early evening and provide a slick layer of wintry precipitation across much of western New York. Travel will be slow during the evening commute, with wintry conditions continuing into the Friday a.m.
Very good. Very good. What do you think? It's unfair,
Bravo.
Tony.
Bravo.
At his age, I didn't sound like that at all. In fact, last Tuesday, I didn't sound that good. So that's really good. Darren Nevereth, one of my dear friends. Well, he's a son of one of my dear friends. I actually like Darren better than I like his father. How are you doing, Darren?
Wait, let Darren take mic three.
Yeah, okay, you want him to use that microphone?
Yeah, because I got a crunch roll in my hand.
We have six microphones, but only two of them work. All right, so I like you better than I like your father.
And I like you better than I like my father.
Well, so. How nice. And I like a guy who's bringing in crunch rolls. He has been begging for crunch rolls. And you got the steak crunch rolls, which he wants, come out in the beginning of next year?
In February, yes. And I told my dad that maybe 14 times. Yeah. So when he came on the show today and says, and he's bringing them in, I thought, well.
We used to work together at 104.
We did. And weren't those the good old days?
Yeah, I was Susan Hunt. And
Who was that guy that did sports? The kind of chubby?
Oh, the big.
Nerdy?
Yeah, the big chubby fat guy. Yeah, we'll leave him out. Yeah. And we had Traffic from
Dan
Hell.
Jr. Yeah.
From Hell with Ray Geska.
That guy, he's good.
You don't want your brother mentioned?
No.
Dan Jr.?
No.
So you say the new ones will be out in February. That's good.
They will be out.
How are they doing there? I've had them a couple of times. They're great.
Well, thanks for asking. They're doing fantastic. We're in about 4,000 7-Elevens.
Oh, geez.
7-Eleven's going to start carrying the mac and cheese one come January.
I love mac and cheese.
I got some samples for you.
Oh, okay. I see. Look, he's got teeth marks in it
there
already.
There might not be any left.
This one's a stuffed pepper one, I believe, which is my favorite.
Both of you guys are eating. Okay.
Yeah, this is delicious.
So you give it a thumbs up. How about you?
Oh, always a thumbs up.
All right. What about Philip Ward? We got to get a crunch roll
from
Philip Ward.
Yeah,
we'll make sure he gets one, too.
But we appreciate all the support you guys have given us.
Well, we like local businesses, and we like food.
We were doing a tasting at Wegmans, and this woman came up, and she said, oh, this is the product that Sandy Beach endorses.
Oh, that's nice.
And having been in the business and knowing what that endorsement cost, I figure the least I can do is give you like a three-pack.
Well, thank you. I can at least buy crunch rolls with what I make.
Yes, you can.
I haven't seen you in a while. I miss you. I miss working with you.
You look great. Well, how about this? The next cruise, I'll go.
Oh, that'd be good.
Yeah.
You go instead of your father. You're the new version of an Everett.
He was so excited about this trip.
And this next trip.
Can't tell anybody where it's going. But, I mean, I think you'll love Russia.
Yeah, it's very nice. The gulag.
This time of year? Yeah.
It's the gulag trip.
Yeah.
Yeah. And you could come on the trip with us and not tell the people, and we'd say, this is Dan. He's had some work done. You know what I mean? Because you and Dan Jr., I think, look a lot like your father. There's Hoover's Dairy. There was a milkman.
Yes.
I think involved, but that's another story.
Yeah, for sure.
Well, thank you. Thank you for
all you've done for us. We really appreciate it.
Go get him.
Thank you, Darren.
It's the Crunch Roll King. Is he going to be like Drew Sirza? Is he going to wear a crunch roll on his head?
we could have a crunch roll festival.
We should have a crunch roll festival. What do you think? I think that's a good idea.
Nice. Count me
in. I love Drew because he's made such a great success out of the Wing Fest deal on Labor Day. But he wears a chicken wing on his head.
And he wears it at Wing Fest, too.
Now, Darren's got a square-shaped head. Did I ever tell you I saw Darren when he was playing football. He had bulked up. He had really bulked up. And ever since then, I treat him nicely.
Former St. Francis Red Raider.
Did you like playing college football?
I really did, yeah.
Yeah? You screwed up your knee, right?
Yeah, junior year. Yep.
Yeah?
But it was great. Great
That's
experience.
Too bad. It's too bad. Yeah. My knee screwed up, too. Football injury.
Yeah.
Okay. Thank you for coming by.
Appreciate it. Thank
you.
Okay,
thank you very much. See, I gave you more time your father gave me on WEC. That's the way it goes. Hey, thanks, man. Take care. He's a great guy. We had a great team over there at 104. Susan Banks and him and Dan Jr. and Ray Geska and
Traffic from Hell.
Susan was always a great and very talented girl. Go ahead, sit back over there. Well, what's the review here on Philip Ward? How did he do on the weather?
I think he's doing great.
I think so too.
Sure.
These are his first professional words, or at least semi-professional. This is my show. Okay? So, very good so far.
I hope Tim Wenger's not listening, that's all, because I don't, you know.
Oh,
competition
a little
in Joe Beamer.
A little youth deal. See, Beamer comes in, and he's Mr. Youth. Now a guy is even more youth, and that's the way the crunch roll crumbles, I'm thinking. So you had the mac and cheese? What's the matter? You can't hear me? All right. I think Tony's headphones have gone south. He's looking like a space invader just came into the studio, and he's holding his palms up like, what's going on?
It was Tony's excitement for the crunch rolls. The switch was turned off for the headphones.
Oh.
So, you know, I mean, I can understand because they're delicious.
How long have you been in show
business,
Tony?
I've never hit that switch. I didn't even know it existed.
You say that to all the girls.
Yeah. Sorry about that.
No, that's all right. So, how was the mac and cheese?
Well, that I tried the stuffed pepper which is my favorite.
Pepper.
I have to get
okay.
to the mac and cheese next.
All right.
During the break.
Which one did you have?
I've had one of each.
You got him in there, right?
Yes. Yes.
Okay. Here, I'm going to send Philip Ward in there so he can have some too.
Oh, yeah, definitely. So
Phil, go in there and help yourself to some crunch rolls.
Manja.
All right. We're talking about will the Catholic Church solve the abuse problem? And if so, when? We're not trying to be smart about this. We're just trying to be rational and reasonable about it. And the bottom line is the conference ended yesterday, and they have been directed by the Pope not to take a vote. It seemed like the bishops that I heard quoted and saw in news pieces seemed a little perturbed, not angry, but perturbed and questionable as to why there wouldn't be a vote taken. But then I heard our bishop today, when they ran a tape piece, because the bishop was on with Bowerly and Bellavia yesterday, and he seemed to question as to why he'd give a reasonable guess, is because it's not a problem for the U.S. alone. It's a worldwide problem. And they've known this, but then the bishop started describing different places, different countries. So I think by saying it's a worldwide problem doesn't make it any easier for us, does it? You know what I'm talking about? So we'd like to know what kind of remedy you think they should solve. A question was brought up about a council to oversee these things. I think that's a good idea. I also think that something very, very simple. If it's an alleged sin, let the church deal with it. If it's an alleged crime, let the police deal with it. I think that's pretty fair, and that's pretty rational. You know, if you didn't say a good act of contrition, that's not the cops, that's the church. But if you committed questionable behavior toward especially children, but any person actually, then that's a criminal matter, and the police should be the ones investigating. It shouldn't be an in-house investigation. It goes beyond that. Now, one of the callers earlier had suggested that when they have private one-on-one meetings, which there's a lot of that happens because of counseling and pre-Cana and things like that. But the bottom lines, she suggested that there always be another person present, and that might be problematic and bulky. You know, you have another person there. I suggested, which I think makes sense, make sure that there's video cameras in areas where counseling goes on or any one-on-ones go on. And I think you'd be hard-pressed to think that it's okay to do something that's going to turn out to be wrong if there's a video camera on there. So just a couple of suggestions like that. I mean, they're made in good faith. I was raised a Catholic. And so I went through catechism and all those sort of things, and I asked questions then, and I'm still asking questions. But I think if people of faith put their faith in you, then you have to reward them with running a good ship. We'll be back with more of Beach & Company on News Radio 930. Who knows? Pretty soon it could be Beamer & Company, or down the line it could be Philip Ward & Company. Tony, I need some assistance to the water cooler.
Me.
On News Radio 930, this is WBEN. Okay, just a reminder, I do have a deal of the day. Getting in a cold car is no fun, so skip the scraping ice off your windows with a keyless car starter. You don't have to use your credit card or anything else. The keyless car starter is great from B&R Auto. Right now, get a $349 starter for just $249 only for My Buffalo Perks. Details at mybuffaloperks.com. It's one of the greatest gifts. If you're thinking of a Hanukkah or Christmas gift, birthday, anniversary, whatever, I've never known anybody that had one of these that didn't just love it. Remember, Tony, when I had the Hummer and I used to park it right outside the window?
Yes.
I used to park it right over there, and I would start it with my remote starter, And one time we did something. What was it? Channel 7 was doing
it
a live
Channel
shot?
It was Channel 7.
Channel 7 was doing a live shot right outside the window here. My Hummer was parked there. They didn't know it was my truck, okay? Now, in the Hummer, I had a diesel horn. It was a diesel air horn, the same ones you see on the
trains.
The big trucks, whatever. We put the Channel 7 on our screen so we'd know when they shot, when they threw it to the reporter. Remember?
Perfect timing.
And as soon as she started talking, I hit the panic, which is the alarm on it, which is loud. Remember? She nearly jumped out of her skin. It was
I
fun.
Don't think I've ever laughed so hard at watching it. It was beautiful.
The other one I got was Barbara Burns.
Oh, yeah. You got her.
She now works for the U.S. Attorney's Office. We miss her. One of the best news people we've ever had. And Barbara was deep in thought walking down the driveway part where we park our cars. She didn't hear me coming up behind her with the Hummer. I got about 2 feet behind her and hit the horn.
She jumped through her skin.
Straight up. But the best use of it I ever had was this. Some kids were playing hockey on the street where I live. All right, little kids, like 10 years old and whatever. And I said to them, hey, let's do this. Take shots at goal, and if you make the goal, I'll hit the horn. Because every time I'd go by them, they do this. In other words, pull the horn.
Right.
So it did. The kids would take a shot, and they'd take it, and I hit the horn just like a Sabres game, and they got the biggest kick out of that. That was fun. That was fun with the neighborhood kids. And the Hummer. I wish they still made the Hummer.
I do, too.
Another one.
I saw a yellow H2 yesterday in my neighborhood, and it looked so pretty with the chrome accent.
Yellow H2 wow. was the second one I had. The first one was black.
How would you describe the second orange?
They only made 1,000 of those, that second orange. Orange is a color where it depends on the vehicle. Now they make a lot of small vehicles with colors which look cool. But as it's a big vehicle, you got to be careful with the color.
It wasn't a straight orange.
No.
Because it
was
looked
like a burnt orange.
Wow.
Yeah, it was very imposing. And it was one of the best trucks I ever had.
It's probably one of the most comfortable vehicles I've ever driven.
Oh, yeah, that's right. You drove it?
Let me drive yours.
And we drove the Porsche. Remember?
Yes.
We drove the Porsche, you drove the Hummer, and then we switched.
And we had walkie-talkies.
Going back and forth.
I'm in the Porsche Boxster convertible, and I hear you in the walkie-talkie going, go ahead, Tony boy, hit it.
Yeah.
Whoa!
And we should have taken over a small town.
We should have.
Or something like that. I mean, it's designed for that. I put it in a parade once without the parade people knowing it.
Or the one time when we were going to take your motor home to be serviced, and we're coming back, and you said, are you hungry?
Yeah.
I said, yeah. So we pulled into a Subway, and these young girls were out selling our Girl Scout
cookies. I think Girl Scout cookies.
They went nuts when they saw
it. They did. They surrounded it. They took their pictures with it.
Yes.
It was really cool. I had two of them. They were really cool trucks, and I wish that they stopped making them for political reasons, I think.
Oh.
Very, very solid, real trucks. If you see one on the used market, as long as it's been taken good care of, consider it.
I just look them up just for giggles, and usually they're high mileage, so people keep them for a while.
They do put a lot of miles on them. And when I'm buying something that somebody else has owned, I always check to see what kind of vehicle it is. Some people baby their cars. Some people really, really hammer them. And you got to know which is which.
Right.
Check it out. Okay. Will the Catholic Church solve the abuse problem? They're certainly on the way to making it. It's so well known, but it wasn't well known voluntarily. It became well known because of complaints and unsatisfied, unhappy parishioners saying, what's going on here? We shouldn't be addressing this with our church. Will it be solved? Yes, I think it will be solved. But when? Who knows? Who knows? The church does not move quickly. The church moves slowly. And so I don't know when it will be solved, but it will. Should the bishops who ignored the original problems resign? And that's a question that was put out there by the advisor to the entire meeting. Catholic, Jay Tokaz has it. Catholic bishops who ignored sexual abuses by clergy should resign. That's from the chairman of the National Review Board, established to advise bishops on sex abuse issues. Francesco C. Cesario told more than 250 bishops from around the country at a meeting about the crisis that had engulfed the church to do more to hold accountable those who ignored sexual misconduct allegations. He advised the bishops to create a national database that would list all clergy who have been removed from the ministry because of the abuse of sexual abuses to minors. While each of the guilt has been placed on priests, bishops have often escaped punishment. He says, as more information is publicized regarding the inappropriate handling of abuse by bishops, it remains clear that some bishops have escaped the consequences of their acts of omission. Now, you, as a parishioner, you don't get to escape the consequences. You get to go to confession and confess your sins, and you will do what is required by you going there and confessing your sins. So if you confess yours, shouldn't the church confess theirs? And he said that it remains clear that you have to pay the price, and he thinks the price is your job, your job. Our bishop says he has no intentions to resign. I think I think he's got 2 years where then it's forced resignation by age. It's much the same as justices on the New York courts. You, by a certain age, have to step down. I think you can get one extension from that, but after you've expired that extension, you're done. And that's too bad, because the mind isn't necessarily something clicking on the clock. You can be a very sound mind and very sharp, but too bad.
Or young and lose your mind like me.
Yeah, that's true.
Mine's gone.
You think you've lost your mind?
Yeah, yard sale.
Maybe pick up a used one.
Yeah.
That would be very good. We'll take a break and return on News Radio 930 WBEN. Got to tell Anne Marie when she sends people, they can't be this good. You know, we want a little hope. We want a hope. We don't want those young people coming and taking our jobs. You know, we need it. We need it. What'll I be doing if I don't do this? I'd be at the mall, gumming a cheeseburger. I could be selling cars. I'd like to do that. I've always wanted to do that. I've had offers from a lot of car dealers because I have such an enthusiasm for cars.
I've thought about it.
Yeah. Well, I love cars.
Same here.
I really do. I love even loaner cars. You know, when your car's in for service, they give you a loaner?
That's bring out like my the favorite. Loaner.
The loaner.
Bring out the loaner from The Mask.
Oh,
The Loner, starring Joe Beamer as the loaner. You'd be a good loaner.
I would be. I have to say, I don't know anything about cars. I just repeat what you guys say, and you know, when I'm trying to have a manly conversation with someone.
Now, Tony and I are on different ends. Tony likes speed, speed, speed.
Muscle cars.
Okay. I like speed too, but I like other things. I love electronic gizmos that they put in cars. That's nice.
I'm liking luxury a little bit more, too.
Yeah, I like, luxury. You got to have luxury.
I want to be pampered.
And sometimes they put things in cars that you don't even think you need, but once you get them, they're really cool. Here's a little thing that I was not even aware of until recently. There in the truck that I have, there's a button you push for stop. And when you stop, what it does is it allows you to take your foot off of the brake, and it's not going to go forward until you put your foot on the gas.
That'd be good for like a drive-thru.
It's good for that, and it's certainly good for traffic, heavy traffic.
Yeah.
So you don't have to keep your foot on the brake, and it just holds the brake there and goes to the next thing, and it stays that way until you shut it off.
Well, I told you, we just got done talking about the H2 and the one feature that yours had that I was mind-boggling, heated squirters so that when your windshield is frozen, you just hit this and it's instantly melted.
Well, if you're driving a Hummer, my friend, that's so manly. It's more manly than even I can imagine.
You have to pull over for a testosterone change.
You don't want to have to stop and say, oh, my windshield wipers are frozen. You say, oh, yeah? Here, watch this. And you push the button. And it's heated.
I want to take my shirt off
talking
about it.
Exactly. I remember I was driving around. You were on the hood.
Now this show's getting good.
Talk about being in the hood. You were on the hood. Exactly right. All right, let's go to Cindy in Buffalo. Thanks for holding, Cindy. You're on WBEN.
Hi, Sandy. I just want to make a couple comments.
Sure, go ahead.
My son went to parochial Catholic grade school, high school, college. we fought so hard to keep our little school in Lackawanna, OLSH, open. And it was always, we worked. I thought I should major in selling because I sold everything I possibly could to help keep that school open. And the priest would say, well, we owe the diocese. I says, better to owe them than cheat them out of it. Let's pay everything else and, you know, really screw the diocese right now.
So you think that there's too much emphasis on that, on the money aspect of it? I think that's not the first time we've heard something like that. So what was the end result? Did you get any satisfaction? Did you live happily ever after, or you still got some anger in there?
I've got a lot of anger because the mansion on Delaware has always been such an item with me. Because if you want to be among the flock, and if you remember back in the 50s and 60s, I know you were a little boy, but maybe you can there were massive rectories all over. Well, those rectories still exist in parishes that are still going. So why couldn't he go every 2 months to a different rectory and learn and meet the flock? Instead, he wanted to be, you know, on Delaware Avenue.
Well, they're selling the mansion. However, he's moving into a simple location and a very, very, what's the word I'm looking for? Modest. That's the best word.
Yes.
Except for one thing. They're going to spend a couple of $100,000 to fix it up.
$1 million to put his butt in the east side. And then, I don't know if you heard, he was recorded or overheard talking to another bishop about how mad he feels being put in the ghetto, as he said. So he's paying all this money for security and cameras and parking. And if you know St. Stan's, there's ample parking. He wants to put it right in front, so we're paying for that. So that's a real pet peeve of mine. The other thing is, when I attend church on Sunday, I want to hear the word of the Lord. I can read. I'm not an idiot. Put whatever you want to say, Bishop, in the damn bulletin, and I'll read it when I get home.
Yes, yeah. I understand, and I like your emotion. I like the fact that that you believe in what's going on. You believe in the church. You don't necessarily believe in everything that's going on right now. You'd like to see it happen, and probably faster than later.
Right. I wanted to ask you a question, Sandy. I know that you're close with Danny Nevereth. Is the Father Art that's been in the news the same Father Art Smith that Danny talked about for all those years?
Father Art Smith has been a friend of his and a friend of mine for 40 years, and it breaks our heart. That's all I can say. It just breaks our heart.
You know, Sandy, when I heard about all these priests, I felt I had a lot of sympathy. But when a priest that I personally knew became evident that he was, I had a new depth of hurt that I didn't even realize.
Well, it always comes closer if you happen to know. You know the area where there's a tragedy or a person who's gone astray and whatever. But that's the best I can come up with. Is that it just broke our heart. Thank you. Thank you very much for your call. I hope things work out a little bit better for you, Cindy. 803-0930. Actually, don't bother because we only got a minute and a half. Wow, the show has gone by quickly today.
Yeah, it did.
And you're well fed. You don't even need lunch.
That's true.
So what did you eat in there of the Crunchroll Dynasty?
I tried a mac and cheese one, which was delicious, and the stuffed hot pepper, which is my favorite.
And what did you have?
I had a stuffed hot pepper, a buffalo chicken, and half of a macaroni and cheese.
Get out!
I was hungry. It'll be my lunch. I won't eat lunch. And Brenda came in, and she had a stuffed hot pepper one as well.
Oh, she did. She liked anything hot.
Yeah,
you know,
told her she had to go
she
for
she carries
that.
Hot sauce with her.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, she makes everything hot. Philip Ward, student from Buff State, you had one of those. What flavor did you have?
The mac and cheese one.
How'd you like it?
Really good. Really excellent.
Yeah. One thing you'll find out about radio, food is great. I mean, don't you admit the food is great, especially at Christmas time?
Food is great. and just make sure you get it before 11 o'clock you work at WBEN.
Oh, yeah. We have a chipper shredder in the newsroom.
By the way, where's the Cucciarattis? When are they going to arrive?
Yeah, that's right. Well, it's 6 weeks before Christmas.
I know. I'm just kind of anxious for
We're in the Cucciarati countdown. Those are the best cookies.
That's something that I hated as a kid. I wouldn't even think about trying, but when I got older, I was like, wow.
Isn't it funny that they make Cucciarattis only in one size? Small. Yeah. Wouldn't you like a 5-pound Cucciarati that you just dived head first into?
That's a brilliant idea.
Huh? You like that idea?
I wish I could bake.
And then you tilt your head sideways like a sword swallower and do one of these. Gone. Wow.
Whoa.
Man, I can taste it now. I have to talk to Olson's.
Frosting. And
Olson's has Cucciarattis year-round.
Yes,
not just the Christmas time. I'll have to give them a call. All right, that about wraps it up.
Good stuff today.
Good session.
And you did well on the weather, Sandy. I'm proud of you.
I'm so proud. You know, guys like Philip Ward, I look around. Is he following me?
He is.
Is he meeting with Tim?
Well,
is he signing a contract?
He's on the phone.
I'm worried. He's on the phone.
Greg's out there.
Could be anybody. Could be the head of Intercom saying, yes, we want young talent like that. So thanks again to Philip Ward for dropping in today. All right, that about wraps it up. We'll see you tomorrow morning at 9. Drive carefully this afternoon on WBEN News Radio, 930.
Elvis has left the building.
Oh, I wish we never had to leave the beach.
Frankly, my dear, I don't give a damn.